USA News, I'm Laura Winters. This Sunday morning, Israeli Defense Forces prepare to move into Gaza City with a ground operation to take out Hamas terrorists responsible for the murders, rapes, beheadings, and kidnapping of Jewish people at a festival and at a nearby kibbutz last Saturday. Explosions can be heard in the region from an air assault right now.
The Israelis are doing what they need to do to protect their sovereignty and protect their people.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in the region says the United States stands by Israel. In a new development, another Navy aircraft carrier, the USS Dwight Eisenhower, has been deployed to the Mediterranean. Secretary of State Antony Blinken meeting with Saudi's Crown Prince earlier today, discussing the Hamas hostage situation.
More than 1,300 innocent lives lost in Israel, including at least 27 Americans. Children and grandparents alike kidnapped, held hostage by Hamas.
Now, as for President Biden, he was at the annual Human Rights Campaign dinner in Washington, D.C. last night, talking about the week of war.
The humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Innocent Palestinian families and a vast majority have nothing to do with Hamas. They're being used as human shields.
Now, the conflict in Israel, the dominant subject at the first In the Nation Leadership Summit in Nashua, New Hampshire Friday, GOP presidential hopefuls like North Dakota Governor Republican Doug Burgum sharing his view and blasting the Biden administration's current foreign policy.
Policies of this administration are actually empowering foreign dictators. They're empowering other countries to take advantage of the vacuum that's created when we withdraw from Afghanistan, when we, you know, allow all of Western Europe to become hooked on Russia's energy.
This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With extra money, you'll save. You can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Continuing our coverage now of the very latest out of the Middle East.
Palestinians in northern Gaza are fleeing in a mass exodus after Israel gave 24 hours notice for more than 1 million residents to leave and head south before an expected ground offensive. Hamas has vowed to fight to the end and told residents to stay. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel has only just begun to retaliate for last week's attack by Hamas that killed more than 1,300 Israelis and seized scores of hostages. Some 1,500 Hamas militants have been killed in the fighting. Authorities in Gaza say the siege by Israel has taken over 2,200 lives, half of them children and women.
That's USA's Skip Kelly. Reuters reporting one of its video journalists killed in the conflict, six other journalists hurt in southern Lebanon when the group hit by missiles. Two of the three big Detroit automakers laying off more workers due to the ongoing United Auto Workers strike. Stellantis will temporarily lay off about 1,200 employees as the strike rolls on now for a month. 34,000 UAW workers looking for a new contract and more money. In other news, the IRS looking to collect money that you may owe the agency. Here's USA's John Schaefer.
Americans owe a record-breaking $688 billion in unpaid taxes from their 2021 returns, according to the IRS. To prevent a recurrence, the IRS plans to increase audits and enforcement measures.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.